WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Go SpaceX, and go NASA.
Headed to the International Space Station, technicians closing the hatch discovered a hairline crack in the seal. They examined photos of it and apparently determined no problem with the heat of re-entry when Dragon comes home in 6 months. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new study possibly linking sleep apnea to memory problems. Researchers finding that patients with sleep apnea are typically 50% more likely to report issues with their memory. And the investors looking to take over Macy's are trying again after the retailer said the last bid was too low. Ark House Management and Bridgegate Capital Management have come back with a new one, boosted by nearly $1 billion. Macy's says it's reviewing the proposal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports here on the radio, sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday, Michigan State was winner over the Badgers, 78-52, in the final regular season game of the season for both teams. Also over the weekend, the Badger men lost for the seventh time in 9 games, dropping a 91-83 decision at home to Illinois. Number 3, UConn beat Seton Hall yesterday in men's college basketball, 91-61. From the NBA, Philadelphia 120, Dallas 116, Boston over Golden State 140-88. The Clippers beat Minnesota 89-88. Orlando 113, Detroit 91, Toronto 111, Charlotte 106, New York 107, Cleveland 98, San Antonio 117, Indiana 105. Oklahoma City beat Phoenix 118-110. The Brewers got back on track in the spring training games with a rematch of the last season's wildcard playoffs. They won 10-4 over Arizona. It was the Angels 3, the White Sox 1, Tampa Bay and Minnesota tied at 4, and the Cubs beat Cleveland 5-3. And Caitlin Clark of Iowa became the all-time NCAA Division I scorer over the weekend, breaking the late Pistol Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record when she made 2 free throws after a technical foul was called in the number 6 Iowa Hawkeyes' 93-83 win over number 2 Ohio State.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Binge drinking or drinking five or more drinks on an occasion is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high in the low 50s with rain developing by midday, a few rumbles of thunder possible, and variable winds between 10 and 12 miles per hour. Any rain ending by late tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 32. Sunshine developing Tuesday and 51. Wednesday, partly cloudy and also low 50s. Thursday, 52 with a 50% chance of rain overnight, possibly mixing with some snow Thursday into Friday. Otherwise, it's a fairly mild early March morning this morning. After a midnight reading of 52, it is 32 degrees. Good Monday morning. Here's Luke Bryan.
It's like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind. With what you got on, making those tan lines. Just like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting for you to come alive. Keep coming in waves. Wish I could bottle up the taste on your lips. That margarita, salt water, sunburnt sip. It's like I feel that sun right next to me. Yeah, girl, your touch is 100 degrees. Boardwalks were made for dancing, and flip-flops were made to lose life. This night was meant to happen, and girl, I was made for you. Like you were made for summer, just like these stars we're under were made for. Lighting this July sky up, break it down late for me and you. Tied up all night long, over and over, crash into me and pull me closer. Kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let it go, baby, let
Luke Bryan on WRCO Radio and Waves. We're 32 degrees in Richland Center. Hello, good morning. We hope it was a good weekend for you. A little on the blustery side yesterday, but well, that's all right. We had a little time to celebrate. It was a good day for Bubbles, my granddaughter. That's not her name. No, we had Bubbles in the air and doing a little bit of celebrating there. It was a good day. Those bubbles from the bubble machine would go up and get blown away, and there they went. So that was tough. It's hard to keep hold of balloons, too, when it's that windy. My goodness. But nonetheless, it was a warm wind, another record breaker. I don't know if I remember a stretch where we broke records as often or tied them as we have, especially those high temperatures. And probably won't today. Let's see, the daytime high. Yeah, the record high is 67. We won't get that today, so maybe a while before that happens again. But still above normal weather, so that's good news, I think, anyway. Winter sports starting to slow down in terms of high school sports. And today I'll probably start working on the spring sports broadcast schedule. That won't be long. Right now, George Strait, It Just Comes Natural.
Sun shines, clouds rain, train whistles blow and guitars play. Preachers preach, farmers plow, wishes go up and the world goes round. And I love you, it just comes natural. It just comes natural.
I'm rough as barbed wire fence, but you make no chance in hell, make perfect sense. Are you going good with a long stretch of southbound shooting me looks from the shotgun seat?
Shane Owens on WRCO, and you go good. 6:16, the time. More regular features coming up here in just a little bit here today. One of our callers talking about the record-breaking day for Caitlin Clark and pointing out Pistol Pete Perovich's all-time scoring record. And not taking anything from Caitlin because tremendous accomplishment, but it is pointed out that Pistol Pete did it in just 3 years and without a three-point line as well. So lots of points back then. Can you imagine how many points that Pete Maravich would have had he had a three-point line? Yeah, a different era, that's for sure. Coming up, we'll check news, weather, and sports today at 6:30. Join the River Valley Baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Today is March 4th, the 64th day of 2024. This day in 2018, La La Land and Moonlight were switched for Best Picture. The Shape of Winter won four Oscars, including Best Picture, an award announced by Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway a year after they were caught up in the erroneous announcement that La La Land and not Moonlight had won the Best Picture. So They came back and totally redeemed themselves in 2018. Celebrity birthdays today include actress Paula Prentice, who is 86. Singer Shaken Stevens is 76 today as well. Also born on this day, actress Kay Lenz is 71. Actress Catherine O'Hara turns 70 on the 4th of March. Here's John Party.
Pardon me, I don't mean to pry. I saw the tears falling from your eyes and I thought, you're too pretty not to wear a smile. Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a while, 'cause I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. If our man, will you bring us to? I want to keep a little time with you. Talking it all out. All about. I hope you want to keep a little time with me too. We don't have to talk about the past. Here's a moving forward and not looking back. A little later we can take it to the dance floor, but until then, let's order a couple more cups. I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. If our man, will you bring us to? I want to keep a little time with you. Talking it all out, seeing what you're all about. I hope you want to keep a little time with me too. It's good to see you laughing. I guess this had to happen. Now let's just get to dancing, 'cause I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. If our man, will you bring us to? I want to keep a little time with you. Talking it all out, see what you're all about. I hope you want to keep a little time with me too. Hope you want to keep.
Atkins and a fishing song on WRCO. A news update is coming up next.
The Bloomington Livestock Exchange hosts Red Fest Sunday, March 24th. The 2024 Red Angus Sale features over 45 registered bulls, over 200 commercial females, including cows, bred heifers, open heifers. The sale kicks off at 1 p.m. For catalog information, visit redfestsale.com. Online bidding will be available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Mark your calendars now to be part of the 6th annual Red Fest Sale at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price, now through the 15th, on legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. And BL Signs. Today, low 50s. We could get some much-needed rain developing by midday today, and a few rumbles of thunder possible. For tonight, any rain ending, and a low of 32. In Richland Center, we have a southwest wind at 4, and after a midnight reading of 52, it did cool down in the night. Currently, we're at 32 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. A Janesville police officer is on administrative leave after fatally shooting a person Friday night. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, with the Division of Criminal Investigation conducting a review of the shooting, a Saturday DOJ press release said an officer shot a person who police say was armed and blockaded inside a house on Janesville's north side with two other people inside. Wisconsin Supreme Court won't redraw congressional maps.
A unanimous court on Friday rejected a request to redraw the state's 8 congressional district lines ahead of the 2024 elections. The justices didn't offer an explanation for the decision to deny the petition from a group of Democratic voters after the liberal majority had previously ruled the state's legislative districts unconstitutional. 6 members of Wisconsin's House delegation are Republicans, 2 are Democrats. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call called the decision to not redraw the House maps disappointing. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers on Friday vetoed a nearly $800 million income tax cut passed by Republicans, along with bills that would have increased the income tax credit for married couples and raised the amount of retiree income exempt from the state income tax. Republicans who voted to pass the bills in February said they were designed to make Wisconsin more attractive for families, middle-income earners, and retirees. But Democrats said there were better ways to do that. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Evers was refusing to support tax cuts that would benefit the middle class. Evers has yet to take action on a fourth bill expanding a child tax credit that had bipartisan support. He has until Tuesday to sign or veto it. Evers said signing all 3 bills would have drained the state's reserves and put it at risk of having to return federal stimulus money. Republicans have rejected those arguments, saying they do not believe the Biden administration would require the state to pay back any stimulus money. The Sauk County Highway Department announced that County Highway N between County Highway G and State Highway 23 will be closed starting today through April 19th to replace the bridge over Sugar Grove Creek. On Saturday night at approximately 11 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a crash in the village of Montfort. Sheriff's deputies arrived and identified Tide Benson, 23, of Darlington, as the driver who swerved, lost control of his 2021 Ram 3500 truck, and ran into the Grab-A-Cone building. Tide was not injured during the crash. The building sustained heavy structural damage as a result of the crash. An investigation was done, and Tide was placed under arrest for operating while intoxicated, first offense. A River Valley School District referendum informational session will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at the River Valley High School cafeteria. Two capital referendum questions will appear on the April 2nd ballot. The first question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact on taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two or both. All community members are urged to attend the public meeting tonight at 6 in the high school cafeteria to find out more. Information can also be found on the River Valley School District website at rvschools.org. Voters in the Kickapoo Area School District will see a referendum question on the ballot in April. The district is seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. If approved, the funds would be phased in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district would have the authority to tax for the additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if it's not needed. The Kickapoo School District will hold a community information meeting coming up Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Kickapoo Area High School Auditorium. Registration gets underway today for the 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. The dates for this year's Mobile Pack are April 11th through the 13th at the Truvant Building No. 3 in Boscobel. The 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack will be packing more meals than ever. The packing schedule includes 7 shifts. Over 840 volunteers are needed to make this a successful event. To register, go to the direct link for the Boscobel Mobile Pack at give.fmsc.org/Boscobel. Wisconsin's corrections secretary will retire this week. Governor Tony Evers announced last week that Kevin Carr will leave his position overseeing the state's correction system on Friday. Carr was one of Evers' first cabinet appointees. He led DOC through the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. More recently, there have been 3 deaths of persons in the care of DOC at Waupun Correctional Institution, as well as staffing shortages and lockdowns at Waupun and Green Bay, the 2 oldest prisons in the system. DOC is facing multiple lawsuits over conditions at those prisons. Carr's 40-year career began with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Prior to leading corrections, he was a U.S. Marshal for the Eastern District of Wisconsin.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
The forecast for today calls for some much-needed rain to develop by midday. A few rumbles of thunder possible and highs in the low 50s. Variable clouds, then winds becoming northeasterly around 10. Any rain ending by late tonight, a low of 32. Sunshine developing Tuesday and a high of 51. Tuesday night, mostly clear and chilly, a low of 25. And Wednesday, a high of 51 degrees. In Richland Center, following a record shatterer yesterday, we were at 75 for a high and 52 at midnight. And yes, it does feel cooler this morning. We're down 20 from the midnight reading at the current time. It is 32 degrees.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Sports Time is sponsored today by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll check out some notes from over the weekend in high school sports. Details looking ahead as well. This week, the Brewers actually won an exhibition game yesterday. Those stories and more in a moment.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Over the weekend, the Fenimore Golden Eagles captured another championship in team wrestling. They were winners in the Division III championship match at the Fieldhouse in Madison Saturday afternoon, 46-16 over Coleman. Also, the Division II title was won by Luxembourg Casco, 36-19 over St. Croix Falls, and Kaukauna won the Division I team wrestling championship, 36-27 over Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. The season came to an end for the Ithaca boys basketball team in a hard-fought loss to Potosi, 79-62, in the regional championship game at Potosi High School on Saturday night. It was the most wins in Ithaca boys basketball history with 22 victories and 5 losses on the year. Following the win, Potosi moves on to the upcoming semifinal Thursday night at Prairie du Chien High School. They will face Cashton, which defeated River Ridge 70-60 on Saturday night. Royal moves on in the tournament as well after a 63-60 win over Cochran Fountain City. Mineral Point advances in Division 4 after a win against Lancaster, and Darlington also a winner against Belleville 65-54. The year came to an end for the River Valley boys team after losing to Wisconsin Dells 79-35, and Platteville still alive in the tournament after an 80-66 win against Lodi. In WIAA girls basketball sectional finals on Saturday, Argyle Pecatonica advanced to state after a win over Cochran Fountain City 59-46. Cuba City is going to state with a 67-52 win on Neillsville, propelling them to this week's tournament in Green Bay. Edgewood advances in Division 3. West Salem was a winner over McFarland 65-61 in Division 2 on Saturday night. At the state team gymnastics tournament on Saturday, Division 2 action. Elkhorn was a winner of the state championship. Reedsburg finished fifth as a team, and the Dodgeville Highland Iowa Grant Mineral Point Co-op finished sixth. Number two overall in the all-around on Saturday was Isabel Korn of Westby Viroqua Cashton DeSoto Cooperative. Well, the Badger women's basketball team lost the final regular season game of the season. It was 78-52. Michigan State bested them on Sunday. The Badgers lost for the seventh time in 9 games in men's basketball Saturday, dropping a 91-83 decision at home to Illinois. Tyler Wall led Wisconsin, scoring with 20 points. Max Klesman added 16. The Illini defeated UW for the 6th straight time and for the fourth straight time at the Kohl Center. Creighton whipped a shorthanded Marquette team with a late scoring rush Saturday, 89-75. The Golden Eagles were playing without starters Tyler Kolek and Oso Egidoro. They trailed just by 2 points, 67-65, late in the game. Also in basketball news, it was a big win for Iowa and Caitlin Clark, who got by Pistol Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record when she made 2 free throws late in the game. The Hawkeyes went on to win 93-83 over number 2, Ohio State. Kyle Larson won his second consecutive race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on Sunday to keep Chevrolet undefeated and give Hendrick Motorsports its second victory in the first three NASCAR Cup Series races of the season. And the Brewers battered Arizona yesterday in a spring training rematch of last season's wild card 10-4. Shortstop Willie Adames and catching prospect Jefferson Quiro blasted home runs, and Quiro and Christian Yelich, along with Garrett Mitchell and Christian Arroyo, all had two hits apiece. I'm Phil Nee with sports. Those experience will help them later in life for another job, I'm sure, or whatever they choose to do.
Yeah, and I think we do, you know, we hear a lot from the kids that have left or the kids that are a little older, and they're always asking for letters of recommendation and using that. So just a great experience to be able to, something about a movie theater and that experience is pretty awesome.
Tell me about concessions. Any changes for those in the new year?
Yeah, I think we're going to introduce a half-pound burger. So I think we're going to, we kind of kick the tires on that. So we're going to enjoy that. And just, you know, kind of, I'm actually heading off to a food show right now. So we're going to have a few little tweaks, but always a great hamburger, always great quality food. And we're just really excited. So we hope we see people at the dinner at Starlight. And you can see it on our Facebook page. And you can click a link if you want to pre-order, whatever you want to do, or just show up. And we're just excited to kick the tires on the Starlight and get it ready for the season.
That will be next weekend already.
Yeah, absolutely.
How fast time goes, because I know you've talked about it, you know, during our Friday program the last couple of months, and it seemed like a long ways off.
Yeah, February went like a like a blink.
It did. So again, what's showing this weekend in Richland Center?
Yeah, at the indoor, it is Dune 2, which I can't say enough about. Even if you haven't seen the first one, it's really great. Great cast. A comedian, I just heard a comedian talk about it, is really well done, but he called it sleepy Star Wars. And I would say it's just a little less, like sci-fi. It's a little bit a great story. And it's based on a series of books, Frank Herbert's books. And then we have The Beekeeper, which is a Hank request. So I wanted to bring it in.
You better put the pressure on Hank. He needs to go to that. He wanted you to bring The Beekeeper in.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to hear requests. And then Chosen, episodes 7 and 8. We're finishing up that series. And then we'll go into next week, which will have Kung Fu Panda 4 and then also Dune 2.
Fine. Yeah. The Chosen, that's been a great series. And a lot of people started watching that. You know, I guess that was another COVID show that a lot of people probably binge watched and things like that. But how cool is it to bring it to the big screen?
It's great. And thank you to Don Bushnell Ministries and Newhouse for sponsoring it and giving free showings. But it's just great to get people into show different content and get people into the theaters. And that's what we love, whether it's a Taylor Swift concert. I mean, that was amazing to watch all those people come and, you know, get excited for Taylor Swift or Chosen. It just, you know, shake it up, whether it's screenagers, just be able. It's never our, you know, Tony Brent Holly's theater. It's the community's theater, and we really look at that because we want to open it up to all the different content.
Yeah, and you do a good job with that. So coming up here this weekend, you've got some great movies throughout the spring. You've got great stuff going on. And if anybody is interested in booking the theater for something else, you're always open for suggestions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll take time out and come back with a final word about the theaters in Richland Center in just a moment when our morning show continues. Our morning show conversation continues with Tony Johnson, Center of Cinema Twins and Starlight 14. We started talking last year about the upcoming effort to revamp your marquee. And what's the status of that this year, Tony?
Yeah, we still continue to, you know, throw it out there to the community. And I think we're inching closer and closer. And I think we got something cooking to be able to fund that. And I think the output of that or the byproduct of that, I think it'll benefit the whole community in multiple ways.
Good. And some changes for the outdoor? Anything coming up that you can talk about?
I think mainly at the indoor, we're going to have a professional come in and check the sound and make sure the sound is up to snuff. And then, you know, in the installation of the new chairs, if you haven't been at the indoor. You should check them out. We have great chairs.
They're comfortable.
Yeah, they are.
And maybe some other chairs are coming this year?
Yeah, I think we've been working with our friends at Marcus, but also their installer. They have another company that works, and we've gotten to get to know them. And the reality is that we'd love to have, like, actual sofa recliners, like leather sofa recliners, just a few rows in each theater. So we're going to keep that on, keep our eye open for those, because I think it'll just add a lot of just a nice panache to the theaters and upgrade. And it was funny because we had Ashley on, I knew that we were going to get the seats, but I didn't know where. And so I just happened to be in Milwaukee for something, and she was like, I said, hey, Ashley, if I was to go sit in these seats that I may or may not get, where would I be? And she's like, I would continue to drive south. You know, and she was telling me. So I went in and watched a movie at one of the Marcus, but it was great to check them out. But yeah, we're trying to just always make it better experience and always improve. So we're just super excited.
I would like to have some of those chairs in my house because they're nice and comfy.
Yeah, might take a nap.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, it's got to be an exciting movie to keep me awake. When you installed the chairs that you have, I understand there were a lot of years of syrupy soda underneath there.
There was. We had to use oven cleaner, and then it's there's a lot underneath that concrete that you just didn't know about. So it's always a journey, but it's great, and it's great to put the new seats in the theater and just kind of give it an upgrade.
Do you have memories of going to the Eskin Theater, and if so, what any movie that comes to mind or anything?
Yeah, actually, Bill was going to have one of the classic Sundays. Bill Muth, and a great guy, and we couldn't operate without him, and so we're excited to see him this summer. And he picked 3 Men and a Baby as a classic Sunday movie because it was when Lisa and Bill bought that was like the big movie at the time, and they like sold out for like 4 weeks or something crazy like that.
Okay.
And I remember going there seeing 3 Men and a Baby. That was a great movie. And Steve Guttenberg was in it, if you remember.
Sure.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. Yep.
Right. And the other dad was, it wasn't Tom Selleck, was it?
Maybe.
Kind of. Yeah, I think so. It's been a while.
Yeah, been a while. But that was I remember that movie, and I remember seeing E.T. in that movie, or in that movie theater. So that was pretty impactful.
E.T. was, I think they brought that back and re-released it, too, a few years later. But it was a big hit in 1982. I remember seeing it there, and along with a lot of other movies. I have just really great memories. And you mentioned Marty's Choice, but there was a stretch in the late 70s and early 80s where my friends and I would go to the theater just about every weekend, and there was a run of, Animal House and Meatballs and the Blues Brothers and Caddyshack and so on and so forth. You know, I mean, it was like Stripes. There's another one. And they're all ones that people still watch. They're hilarious.
It was a great run. Great run of content. So it was great memories. So that's what the theaters are about, is just kind of being with your family and friends and kind of enjoying that experience.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Boy,
or do you have to put it in genres?
I think I probably have to put it in genres. Oh, yeah. But I will say this, the best movie that I saw at the Starlight through the years is when we first owned it, and it's Tenet, and it's by Christopher Nolan, who did Oppenheimer. And it's a little, it was mid-COVID, not a lot of people saw it, but it's really good.
Okay.
It's really well done, but yeah, so it's probably one of my favorite. I don't know, just nostalgia-wise and the memories associated with the Starlight.
Sure. I think I've told you before, Almost Famous is mine. Still like that one after all these years. So, and I had considered picking that for my movie, too. But again, I'm not sure, if they have wide appeal. Probably be Phil and his dog Squirt sitting there, and then be about it, at the theater.
So. That's okay. We'd still have you. We'd open up.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add about the season coming up?
No, just really excited for the season. We're also want us to just say thank you to all the sponsors, and I could go through the whole list, but who you are, and we're just very thankful for all the support through the years, and just want to say thank you to all of them.
Well, I'm just really happy that we still have a theater, because a lot of times towns our size don't have them. So thanks to you and Holly and Brent and the whole gang for that. I think about our theater experience. I think about our roller rink experience at Galaxy Skate Center. That makes Richland Center unique, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it's interesting. We have some friends from Sauk City, and they were just in town. And I was like, oh, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, skating. And I was like, wow, that's such a big draw. So good on them for... you know, keeping the skate, Galaxy Skate open and how great it is.
Same thing. Thanks a lot, Tony, for coming by. You betcha. Tony Johnson joining us at WRCO's Morning Show.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO Radio. Tom, as we talk now, we're into a new month. How about that?
Isn't it something? It just seems to happen every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Are you getting anxious for mowing and all those kind of things coming?
Well, I am. And we've been selling a lot of lawnmowers. We're just ending a program and now going into whatever's available in March. We don't even know at this point in time. But lawnmowers are, it's 'tis the season, as they say, with this warm weather and everything coming up. And it's a good time to stop in at Mueller Implement because two reasons. One, we have a huge selection and we have old price. So, and then we're running some of our own programs here. So when you walk through the door, we're in that negotiating mood. So if you would like to come and wheel and deal, now's the time to stop and talk to Mueller Implement. And it's a great time to stop in because good selection and we'll end up getting what you want. But really the other thing we have going right now is Husqvarna has a fantastic sale going on. All their commercial items, whether it's saws, weed eaters, whether it's pole saws, et cetera, hedgers, they're 20% off. And then all the homeowners are 10% off. And that runs all the way to the middle of March. So it's a great deal. Never seen the two tied together like this before. And along with that, if you're looking for a tractor, our Husqvarna tractors have $200 and $300 rebates and some easy-to-get financing. So good time to visit us. It's also a great time to get your mower in right now, Phil, because it won't be very long. We'll be cutting grass. The actual truth of the matter is that yesterday, for us, our neighbors were out disking their lawn or their farm, and you know what? That's early. We had some February disking going on. So
wow.
We're ready for spring.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's a good time if you've got a little bit of maybe a tax rebate coming your way. You got a place to find something to buy there at Mueller Implement, I'm sure.
Well, it's a selection beyond none. When you walk through the door, you're actually walking into one of the largest dealerships in the country, not only in lawn and garden, but saws and et cetera. We try to be competitive along with the fact that we have probably the best service in the world. All those tie into having a relationship with you. So we're a family company, so we really want to deal with somebody that appreciates good service and wants great products and don't want to buy what we call junk. Because literally you should buy it once and that's it. And that should last you the rest of your lifetime. So we approach things totally different than our mass market competitors, but that's fine. They have to have a place out there, too, and, of course, they do what they can. Key is to get to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're not hard to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing, and, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, beside us, their lights are on today, Phil, so I think they're still open. And I would tell you they're a great place to stop and visit. They have some great deals, too. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.muellerrental.com, you will see all of our specials. Or go to Craigslist on the left-hand side. Punch and Mueller, and you'll see all of our used mowers along with all the other specials we have. We have a good selection of everything right now. Best thing to do is get your program in route, get your servicing done on your machines that need to be done, and don't wait because spring's going to be early this year.
Yes, it is. See all the used mowers, maybe the used lawnmower salesman as well at Mueller Implement, right?
You bet. Same guy selling new ones. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. Amazing. Tom, thanks for joining us.
You bet. You take care.
Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville for our weekly report here on WRCO.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.